Now, he actually is a classic batterer because he minimizes the injury to her, and he is very arrogant. He says, I don't have time to defend myself against her allegations. He is condescending. He's got her phone. He's got her van. All the indications are that he is a controlling, manipulative guy. He won't let her in the van. Cops know he won't let her in the van. He's holding on to her phone. This guy is a classic guy in terms of what cops look for, and that's why we have mandatory arrest laws in the United States as it relates to domestic violence. Police are mandated to determine who is the primary aggressor, and they're mandated to make an arrest. This isn't like we can't figure it out. She says, he says, when you were dealing with a woman who is battered or a woman who's been abused, she's going to take responsibility, just as we know she did at that place, the restaurant, where she goes in and apologizes for him getting into a fight. That's classic battered woman syndrome mentality.
Well, one of the things I find so intriguing about this is that the body cam video goes for hours. Yeah. And there's three or four different cops, and I think some park rangers that have body cam videos that has not yet been released.
Exactly.
Okay, so that could still be forthcoming. The FBI has been, I don't know what's going on inside this house down in Florida. There were 46 911 calls in a period of about 10 days in September. It just doesn't make sense. The FBI has been in and out of the home, and here is a statement that they dropped something off on Thursday.
Right.
They said the FBI is at the laundry home today to collect some personal items belonging to Brian that will assist the canines in their search for Brian. There is nothing more to this, end quote. What does that mean?
Well, what that means is they're just looking for more information, or they got a tip that they need something extra that, they know that anything in that house has been tampered with at this point. So the fact that they go in now is to get something kind of pretty ordinary, not out of the ordinary.
But they said canines in the statement.
Oh, yeah, canines.
So they're on to something.
They're using canines all over. They're using canines, I'm sure, in Wyoming. I'm sure they're using canines in the Carlton Reserve, which, by the way, I think is a red herring. I think that's a bunch of nonsense. I think the parents got involved. They ended up buying an embedded camper for a truck a couple days after he gets back so they can go camping with him. Then they change the number from 2 to 3. They take a 23-year-old camping, and they say, oh, but no, he's hiking in the woods. But they know to go pick up his car, his Mustang, in the place where he hiked in that swamp area in the Carlton Reserve. I mean, the parents are very involved in this. I don't like it. And believe me, Bill, I get when parents love their kids. When you love your kids, you take their side. But this is a whole course of conduct that the FBI and police have to be looking at.
And they are. I'm going to tell you what I think. Brian Laundry is dead. I really honestly believe we're going to find him in a marsh somewhere, and he will have either gotten a weapon. I don't know how he expects to hide in plain sight. I just don't think he's alive. And that we may find his remains weeks from now, maybe months from now, somewhere in a swamp. And, I don't know how he thinks he gets by with this. And he'll be convicted, and he'll probably be, I don't know, life in prison. A guy might decide he doesn't want to do that. He'd rather take his own life. Death by police. But I don't think it's going to come to that. I really honestly don't. I'm sorry, but I don't. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, I just checked the traffic cams here at 531, and there's a multi-vehicle crash on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at St. Rose. There must be a half a dozen vehicles involved in this one. Also, slow flows there, 215 west at Gibson, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde, very sluggish through there. Heavy volumes through the resort corridor, 15 south at Oakey. Eastbound Tropicana is closed right now. That's before the 515 freeway. They're doing some bridge work all weekend for 10 days. You can use Flamingo instead if you want to access the freeway there. You can use Flamingo instead of Tropicana. And major delays, 515 east at Main and U.S. 95 southbound at Rancho.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Las Vegas Aces playoff series against Phoenix now even 1-1 after they lose to Phoenix yesterday by a 117-91 score. Kelsey Plum led the way for the Aces with 25 points in the loss. Diana Taurasi, the ageless wonder, scored a playoff career-high 37 points for Phoenix. Series even 1-1. Game 3 at Phoenix coming up on Sunday. The Vegas Golden Knights lose a preseason game yesterday to the Kings by a 3-1 score. They will play the Kings again tonight. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
My grand opening is tomorrow. Can I get custom posters printed today?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need to promote my new curbside pickup service.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 20% off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Our thanks to Mark Amaday, congressman from CD2, and I guess the news that he broke here on the program, the fact that he is going to announce probably before the end of this month, and again, we're just at the first day of October, that we are going to end up essentially... He's going to tell us if he's going to run for governor. And I've had some people say, no, he's not going to run for governor. He's not going. He sounded to me like he was at least considering pretty seriously the whole idea of running for governor. We'll see. We'll see what he does. And again, that would mean that he'd give up his House seat. And there's every possibility that we're going to take over the House of Representatives. So we'll be watching that in the weeks and months to come. I had a chance to visit earlier with Pat Casale because today is October 1st, as I mentioned, and that is an important day for those of you that have, for instance, Medicare. It's a new open enrollment period, and October is an open enrollment period on a lot of different fronts. But I asked him, I said, October 1 is big for health insurance industry people. What is it that's exactly happening?
Going crazy. It's been all the carriers are having us get together. Every day is a new meeting to review what's coming out in 2022. And our government did it again in the state of Nevada with Medicaid. Unbelievable.
What'd they do?
All right, so we have 604,000 people insured through Medicaid in Clark and Washoe County. And we have a new carrier coming in called Molina. So we have, that'll be the fourth carrier in Medicaid. We have HPN, the largest, Anthem Blue Cross, Silver Summit, and now we have Molina. What the government said is we want to make sure everybody gets 25%. So Health Plan of Nevada has 302 of the 604,000. So they're going to lose 151,000 members. But the sad part about it is what they're going to do is they're going to take the whole 604,000, shuffle like a deck of cards, and then give 25% to each carrier. And so you have people that may have cancer or other illnesses, whether they're mental or whatever, and have doctor visits for January 1st, and because they can't, they don't know, they're not going to notify the people till January when it starts, those people can go and have a baby and find out that their doctor is not their doctor.
Mm.
And so in order to go back to the old plan, in January, you've got to let them know you want to do it without a form. It doesn't take effect until February. February into March, March into April, and after that, you're done. You can't make any changes. So essentially, all these poor people that have Medicaid and some, a good majority of homeless people are going to find out that their doctor's appointments may not be valid any longer because of the fact that their insurance changed unbeknownst to them.
I want to ask you about the so-called public option that was a part of the 81st Nevada legislature, and I'm just curious. Any evidence of the public option being out there right now for folks?
It doesn't exist. Not yet. It's got to go through a study, case study. It's actually the public lie. First of all, if the public option is finalized, in a few, I think it's 4 years, what will happen is it will impact a half of 1%, or a quarter of a percent of the population will benefit. The truth be told, in the state of Nevada, there's about 400,000+ people that are uninsured. They have access to health care either through Medicaid or through the Affordable Care Act and getting tax credits. They just chose not to be insured. This is the reality. This has always been the reality to why people don't have insurance.
Let me just ask you, because I know a lot of my Medicare eligible friends view October 1 as a special day because it's the beginning of their enrollment period. What do you know about that, and are there going to be major changes? I understand there are going to be major changes to Medicare.
Medicare begins October 15th through December 7th. They got to look at the potentially changing the drug benefit around, but they also can change their supplements around. And here's the thing. A lot of these carriers are giving away the farm this year. There's a lot of benefits out there. So some carriers may give you free dental with a $3,000 annual benefit. They may give you free hearing aids, or they'll give you up to $1,200. They'll give you eyeglass wear up to $250. Makes you wonder, if they're giving away all this stuff, how much money are they really making? So there's a new rule coming out for next year where a private insurance agent like myself, for group business, has to disclose, be compliant, let people know how much I make. But the people that sell Medicare Advantage plans, they don't have to disclose their compensation. And the carriers that work in the Medicare Advantage plans don't have to be part of disclosing what kind of money they're making. It's kind of interesting. It seems kind of odd. But when you see an insurance company give away thousands of dollars, imagine how much they're making.
Yeah. That's a little scary. What are we going to be paying for premiums with like Obamacare type policies or just regular policies? Are rates going up? Are they going down? Are they going to stay the same?
An average of about 4.5% for Health Plan of Nevada across the board. So in other words, one company might let's say their gold plan goes up 10, their bronze may only be going up, 2. It'll split in the middle. It could even be going down. The moral of the story is you're going to see a slight increase because it's impossible for the carriers to know where they stand based on 2021. The rate impact probably won't be till 23, maybe 24, depending on how hard they get hit. We have Aetna's coming into the market now regarding individual plans. We lost Hometown Health, but they're going to go on the exchange in Northern Nevada on an HMO only. It's kind of a odd ball of wax. We don't know where it's going to go, how it's going to melt, how much heat it's going to take. The provider issues are questionable. With COVID, everything is up in the air. I know there's a lot of things going on. I actually had a phone call today with someone who said they had heard a rumor if I don't have insurance, if I don't get a COVID shot, I would lose my insurance. And I said, that's not going to happen. That would be ridiculous. But I mean, you know, we're dealing with a whole cluster in Washington D.C. I've never seen a president catapult downward so fast as this gentleman is in White House is doing right now.
That is really sad. Let me just ask you about looking ahead down the road as we get further into the Biden administration. Are we going to see higher premiums? Are we going to see higher deductibles, et cetera?
Oh, the out-of-pockets went up. They're up to $8,700 this year. Deductibles are going to go up to $87 at the cap, and they're going to go up every year. That's part of the way the plan was situated. And the misnomer was by doing that slight increase, you'd stabilize the rates, and that's not true because right now, when you get over $5,000, an insurance company doesn't reduce your rates. Your biggest savings are between in the first $5,000 of medical expenses, and once you exceed the $5,000, the carrier knows that they're going to get banged over the head for a $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 claim. So by you picking up a little bit of $250, that's not going to curtail any rate increases.
Again, Pat Casal joining us, the owner of the MultiCare Group, also the new political director for the Clark County Republican Party. And I got to ask you, has the dust settled now on that issue? I know there's been court action. There's been all kinds of stuff going on. What's happened? What's the latest?
We won without prejudice. I mean, we won. We're actually the right board. We're having the first Friday session today at Ahern. What I can tell you is that we are definitely the party. Our membership is approaching 600. Our goal was to get to 1,000 by March by our convention. We might hit 1,500 members. We are doing things right. We're going in the right direction. The other side still holding on, even though the courts ruled against them, and they have nowhere to go. They can't appeal it. They're done. But it is what it is. So. We are going to probably be suing each individual for the legal fees that we've expended, as well as some other possibilities there as well. So there's a major lawsuit pending. I know we signed off on it with our attorney, so we're going to be attacking them with both barrels.
There you have it, Pat Casal. It's not over till it's over. That seems to be the attitude. Stick around. More to do as we continue. When we come back, I'll let you hear Sean Hannity. Joe Biden is doing the unthinkable. We'll tell you what it is in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Federal judges have a lot of power, sometimes too much. A few years ago, a liberal California judge ruled that Las Vegas police could no longer use the ICE database to investigate offenders they had detained, making it nearly impossible to get criminal records for dangerous predators so they could be deported. But one tough Nevada sheriff got it done anyway. Sheriff Joe Lombardo created his own team to investigate dangerous criminals and hand them over to ICE to be deported. There was no sanctuary city in Nevada on his watch. Lombardo led when others might have given up. He's a no-nonsense conservative who's been tested under fire more than once. Joe Lombardo is a leader in a race full of followers and indecisive politicians. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
What if we're kidding ourselves? By thinking we can wait and see what happens. That we'll never shut down again. That there won't be worse variants than Delta. What if we're kidding ourselves that we're safe because we are younger or superhuman? That our jobs, friends, homes, and lives aren't at risk? What if we're kidding ourselves that everything is going to be all right? It's a question that those who haven't been vaccinated should ask. It's not too late until it is. Convince a friend to get vaccinated. Find a site at nvcovidfighter.org.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborne Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's unthinkable what the President of the United States is doing right now. And according to Sean Hannity, this is cut one from last night's show, that he is ignoring Afghanistan, looking for political victory, and that is unfathomable. Here is Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
With hundreds of Americans, their families, thousands of American green card holders eligible to live in this country, thousands of our allies abandoned by Joe Biden in Afghanistan, they are hostages of the Taliban. He's not mentioned our fellow Americans that he abandoned in 31 days. Joe, it's repulsive. And tonight, Joe Biden and his fellow Democrats are more concerned about getting a political win right here at home rather than think about this. Anyway, as we speak, Joe and his fellow socialist comrades, they're now desperate to pass two separate $1 trillion spending bills, a so-called infrastructure bill that costs $1.2 trillion. On top of that, the other Build Back Better plan, which is a social welfare bill. It's basically AOC's Green New Deal that costs a whopping $3.5 trillion, money we do not have and will never be able to pay back. Keep in mind the whopping $6 trillion in emergency COVID relief spending that has already been allocated. And for reference, let's go back to 2019. The entire federal budget was only $4.4 trillion. So where are we going to get the extra $10 trillion in new spending that Joe is claiming won't cost you a single penny? Well, in two ways. One, taxes. The Build Back Better plan, it raises taxes on corporations, but they don't pay taxes. You pay those taxes. It raises taxes on small businesses, individuals, and families. And after they take a bite at the apple, when you die, they'll take an extra 61 cents of every dollar you might have in your piggy bank. Everyone in America will feel the impact of these taxes. Doesn't matter if you're wealthy, poor, middle class, somewhere in between. Corporations, businesses will not sit back. They're not going to take the loss. They will pass that tax on to you, the consumer. You will pay these taxes. Everything you buy will become more expensive. And that's not all. The second way the federal government will raise funds is through what they call quantitative easing. In other words, it is going to print money. Now, this causes inflation. Now, that means your paycheck becomes less and less valuable. And again, everything you buy will once again become more expensive. Your grocery bill will be higher. Everything you buy at the drugstore will be higher. The cost to fill up your gas tank will be higher. To heat and cool your home, that'll be higher. Raw materials like lumber and aluminum, they're already becoming higher and more expensive. And housing and rents will go up as well. And by the way, this isn't theoretical. It's already happening. The Fed has been working overtime to print enough money to pay for the $6 trillion in emergency COVID relief spending. And now inflation, thanks to Joe Biden's horrific policies, is now at a 13-year high.
Well, I think Sean Hannity has nailed it once again, that the president is ignoring Afghanistan and the folks that are still trapped behind enemy lines. And it shouldn't be that way. When we come back, we'll give you an update on exactly where we stand on this infrastructure thing. This is getting, it's driving me nuts. I'm just glad that they're sending Congress home and that we don't have to worry about it till Monday or Tuesday. We'll find out. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
I'm Mark Shear with the Las Vegas Raiders. I just want to say what a pleasure it's been to not only serve on the board of the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce, but to be a member. This chamber does a fantastic job of making sure our voices are heard in Carson City, our voices are heard locally. There's no quicker way to get plugged into the pipeline of Las Vegas than joining the chamber here. If you're a small business looking to add a 401k, health benefits, or need help coming out of COVID-19, give a call to the Las Vegas Chamber. They can help.
This message is sponsored by the Vegas Chamber, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The most interesting part of all of this nonsense with the infrastructure packages that are hanging fire right now in the Congress. Ryan Nobles, CNN Capitol Hill correspondent. This is cut number four, by the way. Talked a little bit this morning about the challenge that Nancy Pelosi is facing with her